May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart and mind glorify the name of the Savior, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Please do take your seats. Let me take the liberty to guess something. And that is about the gospel passage and perhaps your thoughts. If not all of us, maybe some of us. I guess that perhaps some of us are wondering about the statement, the man had demons. Second, I guess, and especially if you are very animal lover, that you must be wondering that how come Jesus allowed the demons to go into the pigs and destroyed the herd. But if you are a very careful listener and able to fully catch my accent, you probably would be wondering that, hang on, it seems that Jesus and demons, they work together. Jesus asked them to go to Emmaus, but they said, no, please, to the deer, to the pigs. And Jesus permitted them. How come? Perhaps these are the questions you are thinking. On one question, yes, I did see a couple of people nod their head. So praise the Lord, it wasn't absolutely a wild thing to imagine or guess. But yes, you probably have been thinking these. I believe that all these are important questions. And if it is in the Lord's will, that I will certainly return one day to these questions. But obviously, I pray that without me even one day opening this up, that the Holy Spirit will let you understand yourself the meaning of pigs going, jumping into the water, Jesus allowing them to go into the pigs, etc. But this morning, the message the Lord has laid on my heart is rather different. And I have titled today's message, Water Where Demons Don't Survive. Water Where Demons Don't Survive. Let me just set a little bit the geographical background to you, that Jesus was earlier ministering in the area of Galilee on the other side of the lake, and that is most likely north or west of the Lake of Galilee. As he was setting the captives free, preaching the good news of God's kingdom, suddenly he said to his disciples, "Let us go to the other side." And that is where we find him, opposite of the Galilee, in the area of what was known as Gerasenes. To the very day, there is no agreement as to exactly what part of the territory that was. But in the days of our Savior, Lord Jesus, the northeast shore of the lake was known as Golanites, which is from where our word Golan or Golan Heights come. And the southeast was the area of Decapolis. So which one exactly it was, we do not know. But one thing is certain, Jesus said, "Let us go to the other side." When they were on the lake, there was a storm. Jesus calmed the storm. But boat harbored rather on an unusual place for a group of Jews. There was a graveyard. We read that this man was living in the graveyard. There was a graveyard, and we know that there were certain animals grazing nearby, the pigs, and both are unclean for the Jews. Was it that the boat just drifted there, Or was it deliberate that boat was led to that particular place? Could there be some message for us in it? I don't know about you, but for me, there is this message hidden in this, that boat ended up in Gerasene, where was the graveyard and the pigs were feeding, both unclean for the people. For me, the message is, as far as my Savior is concerned, the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no no-go area for him. And for him, there is no outcast, no matter what their condition, what their situation, wherever they are, he has the compassion and the will to reach out to them. And I believe that even today, wherever we are in our situation, Lord Jesus wants to meet each one of us. Yes, we are all in the church. We all, including this rector, we do have always this label, or you call it a mask, that all is well. But we know that always, not always well. But whatever the condition, whatever the situation, my friend, Jesus wants to come into that situation, meet with each one of us. Let's now move on then to the problem of the demons. You may be saying, come on, demons in the 21st century? Luke, who are you kidding? I don't blame you that if you have difficulty believing in that there exist the demons, because throughout my ministry, I have met many people, even within the churches, that who do believe that God does exist, but they find it hard to believe in the existence of the devil, the Lord of the demons. For many, the devil or the demons is a concept of evil rather than a person. Well, as far as I am concerned, and that is what the Bible says, that I believe that the evil one, the devil, does exist as a person, but not as sometime even we Christians end up believing about him. Firstly, I don't believe he is the opposite of God. As one of our own great thinker, C.S. Lewis, had said, God is the only created being. So devil is created being, so he cannot be the opposite of God. And secondly, that I don't believe that he is a person with two horns and a tail attached to the end of his backbone, but rather something different, somebody different. But I don't want to dwell on that issue, but I want to move on to look at how does he actually work. See, in this particular person we met in our today's story, how did this man reach to this condition that he ended up living in the graveyard wearing no clothes whatsoever? I don't believe he reached that condition just overnight. I guess it happened step by step. So much so that he freed himself from all responsibilities. And I guess that is what it means he lived in the graves and wore no clothes. Devil takes human beings into his depth, not in one go. He does it step by step. And to explain how does he do it, let me just tell you, and I believe I have told you this story before as well, that how does the Eskimo kills the wild animals, or especially the wolf who come to destroy their animals. You remember me telling you this? That how does Eskimo kills wolf? What does they do? As you know, that they live in a places which is most often frozen. So what Eskimo will do, he will take a dagger out, put a blood on it, freeze the blood, then bury it in the snow. The smell of blood obviously is intoxicating the wolf, and he eventually finds where this blood is. So wolf comes, digs it out, and starts licking the dagger. He keeps licking, the blood feels so wonderful. Eventually, he reaches the sharp edge and cut own tongue. So he keeps enjoying that blood without knowing that actually he is feeding on his own blood until he is bled to death. And that is how the devil works. Why do I tell this? For me, you know that when there is small seed of the evil, when there is still in the bud, may God give us the glory to kill it there, rather than go step by step and reach to the situation this man reached. We read that he was not able to be controlled by any chains, by any locks. He would break it away. And as I was preparing this talk, and my mind drifted to our present, you know, that the violence which takes place in London. I don't know about you, but whenever I do hear the news, maybe it is just coincident that I always hear either somebody shot or somebody knifed in my London. And I find it very disturbing. And it just happened that as I was preparing and thinking this, I opened up Asian Times magazine, and somebody had written a wonderful article that how the West is mourning, that the Christianity is on the back foot, and he analyzes that how we actually Christians, we have brought it on the back foot, and how the violence, etc., is taking the control. And I thought this man was like that. Like this man, we have plenty of rules and regulations to control the gun crime, the knife crime, but it seems that it is not happening. But I wonder that if church will get back to the basics and be there where the people are, invite men and women to be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, what then would they need any chains and shackles of these laws? Because then the heart will change, and what law and the chains of law are unable to do, the Spirit of God will do. And I praise God, there are churches who are opening their doors near schools, so when people are in difficulties, they can come there, feel that they are in a right place, they will be protected. Now let's now a little bit quickly go to these pigs who were drowned. And I said that this is something very specially I one day would like to open up, that what actually that mean. But for today, I want to, for a moment, for us to forget about the pigs, but to see that the demons were drowned in water. If they are drowned, they can't live. No, I'm not talking about the water of Galilee. I'm talking about some other water. Let me just read to you a couple of verses from Luke chapter 11. We read, Jesus told them, When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it wanders, listen, through waterless regions looking for a resting place, but not finding any, it says, I will return to my house from which I came. Jesus said, it wanders around waterless places. And I wonder, that is it that the demons, they hate water? I mean, that if they are looking waterless places, then that tells me that they hate water. But is it a water like this? Or is Jesus talking about some other water? Jesus said, I am the living water. And where Jesus is, as you saw it, no demons, no evil can exist. That is my absolute faith in God's power. Where this living water Jesus is, there no demons can swim. Nothing can swim there other than the life. And look, this man, once the demons were drowned in the water of life, Christ Jesus, he still wanted to cling to Jesus. But Jesus said, no, you are going to be my missionary. Go back to your place and tell people what God has done for you. My brothers and sisters, Jesus indeed is the living water. I don't know what you struggle with today. There may be some habit, I don't know. I had some horrible habits before I came to the Lord and then started to minister. I used to smoke. And I was one day, Bible open on the one side and a cigarette in my hand. I was in my 20s. And I said that, Lord, I am young, and I guess I will be talking with the young people when you sent me to Preston, northwest of England from Finland. And what example I will be setting for them. Yes, that my village priest back in Pakistan said that drinking is bad, smoking is good because it kills germs, fair enough, but it is a horrible thing to set a wrong example. So I prayed, I quenched the packet, and here I am. And that was in 1985. I don't know. If there is, you are struggling with something, let's learn from this man. No evil, no such things, no demons of smoking or whatever it may be, can exist in the living water, Christ Jesus. Bring it to him. He wants to heal you as he healed this man. He wants you to be his witness, his missionary, as he made this man. May God give us the glory and grace to put our faith and trust in Christ Jesus our Lord.